Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, shareholders of Singapore Press Holdings have overwhelmingly backed its plans to hive off its media business, paving the way for the formation of a new company limited by guarantee, that's a CLG, while potentially unlocking shareholder value for the main board listed company.
At a virtual extraordinary general meeting, 97.55% of shareholders voted in favor of the transfer of SPH's media business to the CLG structure for a nominal sum of $1.
Now, they also gave the green light to a special resolution to convert each management share held by a management shareholder into one ordinary share and the adoption of a new constitution.
Well, to go through the details, we are now joined on the phone by David Gerald, the founder and president and CEO of Securities Investors Association of Singapore. He was also keeping tabs of what was going on at the EGM today. He's here to share with us his thoughts on how the resolution went about and what's next for the media stalwart here in Singapore and the parent company of the station.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. Good to have you with us this evening. Thanks for joining us. Yes. So, David, I've got to ask you.
What a whopping result.
97.5.
That's overwhelming support, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I've got to ask you, perhaps the results of the EGM, while overwhelming support in favour, would you say unsurprising?
Well, many felt that it was touch and go. But I must say that the management, together with SIS and other, you know, parties, did a good job in explaining the reasons to us at the dialogue session we had. Several questions. It lasted for 1.5 hours. Many shareholders asked questions, and it became very, very clear that Mr. Ng, the CEO, explained it very well, that should they continue with the current bleeding business, SPH should continue with it, they're going to be facing, you know, a long-term decline of the business, because the print business is clearly facing a long-term decline and causing the losses. So it is very important to remember that digital is the way to go, and the young people, especially the young readers, are not into the print media. And this is causing a problem. Advertisements have declined. So they had to jettison the breeding business and then look at how the property business can be severed from the breeding business, and then look at Keppel's proposal. I mean, there were 22 proposals and they chose Keppel as the best proposal, right? So share value is, you're right, at the forefront of the investors' minds, and that's why they voted enough is enough. Let's move.
David, good afternoon. This is J.P. Ong. Indeed, the hiving off is argued that it's going to be better for business. But is that the case? Is SPH better split up? Because when you look at the two entities, the media unit will now stand as a CLG, but still has to address those declining revenue trends that you highlighted, despite hopes of better investment prospects. On the other hand, the remaining entity still loses about 250 million Singapore dollars in estimated book value and becomes somewhat of a almost pure property play. Is it really better split off, David? What are your thoughts?
Yes. So my thoughts are this, that once it becomes a CLG, it can raise funds differently from a listed company. It can receive grants from the government. It can receive sponsorships. It can, you know, there are various ways, donations. And this is done by some of the newspapers in America and England. So they can survive without the restrictions posed by the current constitution of SPH, which is governed by the Newspapers Printing Act, Presses, Newspaper and Printing Presses Act. So I think they've got their hands free now to go out there and commercialize and look at how they should do the business differently from what they've been doing. And, you know, for us all, newspaper is morning coffee. I get up, I want to look at mine, and then listen to Money FM.
Of course. Now, David, I just want to rewind a little bit and just, you know, take a minute to observe what's happened, because this is a momentous occasion for the Singapore market as well, isn't it? I mean, our very own index is named the Straits Times Index. So, you know, well, named after the Straits Times. So what does this mean for investors here and the market as a whole?
Well, the index, SPH on the index didn't do well, but the index can continue. There's no harm in Straits Times index continuing. And the investors will now look at really the proposal for from Keppel. Mm-hmm. Because if it's going to be a property play, better a bigger boy than a medium or small size play, isn't it? So we heard Keppel. What are the, you know, for Keppel, basically, what are their plans? And mind you, they just a little while ago gave 12 cents per share dividends. They're doing well. And they will expand into various property, assets. And I think they've got a big grand plan. So investors from SPH will consider their plans and will have to vote because, and the other investors in the market, they, I mean, it's not been a good story, isn't it? From $4 to $1, SPH. So you move it to a Keppel, and you find you're now in a bigger game. And you're also being given, you know, shares in two REITs, SPH REIT, which will be under, currently it will go, part of it will go to the shareholders, and as well as Keppel REIT. So it's going to be quite a good offer, I think, in my view. But shareholders are clever now these days, JP. I mean, they're not going to just look at things that people say, but they're going to analyze. They're going to analyze it, and they're going to ask CS a lot of questions, and they're going to ask Keppel a lot of questions, and then they're going to vote.
And that said, they've got another vote coming up as well. Shareholders will next vote on Keppel's $2.2 billion bid to privatize SPH's non-media business. There's another EGM coming up as well, isn't there?
Correct, yeah. So they'll make an informed decision, I'm sure, you know. And for Keppel shareholders, I mean, basically, we'll have to make an informed decision as well. Foremost on their minds will be the question whether the injection of SPH asset will or will not impact on the share value. Well, it seems quite obvious that it will be a better proposition. In a recent dialogue session held by SIAS between Keppel management and shareholders, it was clearly established that the merger would be beneficial to the shareholders. So there is lots of synergy between Keppel's core areas and the non-media businesses of SPH. Mm-hmm. So the question is really, will SPH shareholders vote for the deal? We have a separate EGM to determine this outcome. The crucial question, will I do better with Keppel or will I do better staying with SPH?
Yeah, David, I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because it was highlighted there could be a lot of potential value unlocked should Keppel and SPH actually Keppel absorb these non-media assets. But as you know, the mergers or acquisitions of this size, they're not exactly easy to execute. That's why you have top management doing these things. For Keppel, what are the key challenges to unlocking this value potential if, for instance, they're able to acquire these non-media assets? Is it going to be a question of addressing some of the debt, leadership decisions? I mean, what are some of the big challenges they'll have to take a look at?
Well, really, it doesn't pose, in my mind, difficult challenge because both are in the property business, right? And they are into retirement villages, retirement homes, boardings. So they're all into property, and they're also into renewable energy in a very big way. And they are world-class players now. They are no longer capitalists. Lots of things are happening at Keppel. And I think shareholders will look at what is Keppel doing now, basically. You know, it is actually a very big player in the world, in the global market. No more just, within here. Mm-hmm. And they are expanding very fast. So shareholders will have to look at what will my shares be worth be when I join Keppel.
Okay, we're speaking with David Gerald, founder, president, and CEO of Securities Investor Association Singapore. David, I just want to move on to another topic very quickly, and I know this is something that you've been watching very closely, and that's that last week we saw the Singapore Exchange move into SPACs.
Yes.
Now, there have been various articles published about the need for investor education when it comes to understanding special purpose acquisition companies.
So, look, I think SGX is third time lucky. Mm-hmm. This is, as you know, IPOs have wearing thin now. We are not getting many IPOs, and quite understandably, we've had a very bad COVID period. Businesses have been suffering. They've been re-looking at their, bottom line. But this move is a very good move for SGX. It's happening in the United States and elsewhere, and in Asia, SGX is now offering companies, for the first time in Asia, companies an alternative capital fundraising route with greater certainty on price and execution. And I think on further it further diversifies the investment products available for investors in our local capital market. Now, this gives access actually to investments. And question is investor education. Yes, we are a caveat emptor market, which means buyer beware. Mm-hmm. That's where SIS, you know, we did something like 80, on the average, we do something like 80 investor education programs a year on investment products, investment strategies, portfolio building. We will cover specs, and we have been asked if we would, you know, take charge of the independent financial report to manage the panel of financial advisors, so that we can independently appoint four investors report. That's the first thing, and you know we'll be looking at the sponsors very very carefully, and we'll be looking at their track record, and we'll be telling the investors through the reports and our commentaries who they are and what they are and what their record is, good or bad or not enough or enough, and also looking at, where the business they're looking at. But if indeed the shareholders are not happy, they can walk away. There are enough safeguards. I'm grateful to RegCo. They've gone beyond the usual safeguards, and they're going to put the money in escrow, so the money cannot disappear until it is put in a business. And when you put in a business and you propose the business, SIS, together with the other analysts, will be looking at the businesses they are suggesting. You know, how strong it is, how well it has been performing, what are its prospects, and then shareholders will look at it and vote.
Just very quickly, David, you know, since you can speak to retail investors directly right now, could speak to a retail investor directly right now who might be interested to know more about SPACs, what do you think are the most important questions they should ask when evaluating a potential SPAC investment?
Yeah, the most important question is who are the sponsors putting the money into this company before I, as a retail investor, put money in. What plans do they have? So until the plans are revealed, they are safe. Until the new business is introduced, they are safe. And then they can decide whether they want to stay or move. So the risk, it will move quite fast, but the risks are quite well managed, and safeguards are there. So investors can make an informed decision very easily and quickly. And we are here to educate them. We are here to guide them.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, David, thank you so much for joining us on the show today and sharing
My
all those
pleasure.
Insights. Two big stories out for investors, the SPH EGM out today, and of course, yes. SGX and SPACs. Thanks again, Mr. Gerald.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We've been speaking with David Gerald, founder, president, and CEO of Securities Investors Association Singapore. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.